pain is in effect, y'all. I say the house of pain is in effect. You know the house of pain is in effect, y'all. And anyone that steps up is getting wrecked.
Yeah, that's. So, I think you probably figured it out by now. So, cool, we're back. Yeah. We need to extend the camera so we can see the mayor jumping around. And we're back with Mayor Sean Riley. And again, in honor of Irish American Heritage Month, we have some Irish rap that's now become a part of the Badger tradition with House of Pain's Jump Around. And Jason there in Madison's got a big smile on his face. And so I want to spend a moment talking about our shared Irish heritage. And when I first started, I used to give you a hard time about the spelling of your name. In fact, I remember when one of our first meetings, I just got off the phone with my mother and I said, my mother, the former Mary Alice Brown, wants to know why you don't spell your name like a real Irishman. And you had an interesting response that has a historic context. And go, do you remember what you told me?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
Which was that, so I was born in 1961, and in Waukesha, if my mom and dad knew that if they spelled my name S-E-A-M, which is the correct spelling, mm-hmm. everyone would call me Seen, and it would be a big problem. So, I guess the other thing is my real name is John, but
which is Irish for Sean.
Yeah. But they wanted to call me Sean. They had the name spelled S-H-A-W-N, so I would be called Sean instead of Sean in Waukesha. Is that the story I told you?
That's the one, yeah. And then, you know, prior to that, and I apologize, we're working out some auditory difficulties here. Let's try the other mic just in case. But when your father was running for city attorney here in Waukesha, which I believe was as recently as the 1950s.
Yeah, it was 1958, I think.
Yeah, and the reason he had lost was because of his ethnic identity being Irish Catholic.
Well, it was more Catholic than, I think, than being Irish, too.
Sure, but they're one and the same, right? So, but, you know, I think that has to, you know, kind of shape your political worldview, having, you know, kind of grown up in that, you know, having experienced certain levels of discrimination and bias against your heritage.
No, you know, my dad was very involved in politics. It's a family story, so it didn't affect me. I wasn't born yet, and I guess I never really felt that we were there was a bias against Irish Catholics. We were always amazed people when the entire family was together, and we'd have, you know, like 12 to, there's always some friends there too. So we'd have 12 to 15 people in a group, which kind of astounded people, even back then, the size of the family.
Yeah, because how many brothers and sisters do you have?
Eight brothers and sisters.
Okay.
And we all, the house was open to all your friends. So there was literally a dozen kids in the house pretty much full time.
So 9 Riley children, and where does Sean fit in the pecking order?
Third from the top.
Okay. Terrific.
Change a lot of diapers.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, that experience alone, I think, probably helped shape your future in politics. So, so getting back, you know, we were kind of finishing this discussion about financial management, and I wanted to give you a chance to finish your point, you know, before we went to the hard break there.
Finances for all municipalities are difficult. It's because most of it depends upon the property tax, which everyone knows. If you own a house, you know that. Shared revenue is the other, I'm going to say, Wisconsin municipalities have a two-legged stool, and one of the legs is getting shorter and shorter every single year, which is shared revenue. That's money coming from the state. So property taxes have to pick up a larger and larger, they have to carry more, but they also can't, which is, you know, this is levy limits and stuff like that. You have levy limits, and then you have shared revenue that you get from the state that's supposed to come back. Well, the state has not increased shared revenue for over 20 years, and I'm talking in real dollars. So your dollar from 20 years ago is worth, if it's worth 80 cents now, I'd be surprised. It's probably worth a lot less. So the money that comes into Waukesha from shared revenue from the state every single year pretty much goes down. The property tax is required to shoulder more of the burden. Property taxes can only go up basically by the amount of growth in the community. And then after that, it gets really, really complex because depending upon where you live, your house may go up or down. Rarely does it go down in assessed value. In 2008, a lot of houses went down in value, but assessed value normally in the last 10 years has been going up. So that you may end up paying more in taxes on your property tax bill because your house has increased in assessed value greater than all the other homes in the city of Waukesha. So trying to explain this, it's you almost need a Venn diagram and 45 minutes to have people really understand it. But people who live on the south side, people living on the west side, are probably, their property tax bills are going up faster than the rest of the city because their assessed values are going up. That's part of the problem with just solely relying on property tax. Most other states, municipalities, also get a portion of the income tax, or they may have a sales tax. So their stool doesn't have two legs, it has three legs, four legs, mm-hmm. sometimes even five legs. And in Wisconsin's case, the stool has two legs, and one leg keeps on getting shorter. So, finances for municipalities in Wisconsin is extremely difficult.
Sure.
I feel extremely concerned about the communities, and a lot of them are up north, that have no growth, and their budgets can't grow at all.
Okay. Hey, we're going to cover it now to get to a quick break. We understand there's some technical issues we need to work out, and we thank everyone for their patience. And don't go away. We're here with Mayor Sean Riley.